Hey, Taita, all and day because Zimbabwe, Moshe, Muria, Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, the connection brought to you by Studio 7, Voice of America, on Tuesday, June 29, 2021. Muria, Zimbabwe, Mtsakazo Moshe. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, if you're tuning in right now, you're tuned in to Live Talk, The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth-related. We're coming to you live from our studios in Washington, D.C. Muria Zimbabwe, tonight on The Connection, we focus on the tightening of the COVID-19 restrictions in Zimbabwe and the COVID-19 lockdowns which have been implemented by government. We're also going to be tackling the discussion on gender-based violence in Zimbabwe's public transportation system. If you're looking to join us, you can call us live on air. The studio number is +1 202 619 2077. For those that are streaming this conversation live on Facebook, kindly share the program with your networks, Muria Zimbabwe. Also, remember to press the like button. Ukufitizela lapha ukubhala ukuthi like. So we see ukuthi ngempela likhona sisonke like so. Njalo libukele uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. Also, feel free to write your comments in the comments section, and we're going to be reading them live on air. Without wasting time, Muria Zimbabwe, let us delve into tonight's discussion. First up, an update on COVID-19. Now, according to the most recent information released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare, Zimbabwe currently has 47,284 confirmed COVID-19 cases, 37,994 recoveries, and 1,749 deaths. Last night alone, 3,069 PCR tests were conducted. 842 new cases were detected, 132 recoveries, and 13 deaths. Of those 13 deaths, 5 are in Bulawayo Gontuthu Siyathunqa, 3 are in Harare, 2 in Mashonaland Central, and 3 in Midlands. The country currently has 7,586 active COVID-19 cases. To date, 764,248 people have taken the COVID-19 vaccine. 534,902 have taken both the first and the second jab. Places currently under lockdown are Karoi, Kariba, Chinoy, and Kwekwe. Now, as a most recent announcement, which literally came out a couple of minutes ago, Zulugandaba, Umongameli, President Emmerson Mnangagwa has announced Ugutahai. There are new lockdown measures in Zimbabwe, which we're going to be delving deep into as we are joined by our guests. But whilst on the discussion of lockdowns, I wanted to highlight what is happening in South Africa as we speak, Muria Zimbabwe. In South Africa, as we speak, COVID-19 has affected the whole nation. And of course, as been highlighted, what happens in South Africa, there's a relationship between what happens in neighboring countries such as South Africa and Zimbabwe. As they experience increase in COVID-19 cases, so does Zimbabwe. So Muria Zimbabwe, without wasting time, it is for that reason that it is important that we highlight what is happening in our neighboring countries. Without wasting time, let us head over to a recent statement announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa, whereby he announced that South Africa is going to be moving over to a level 4. This is an announcement that happened on Sunday night. Once again, there were new announcements by President Emmerson Mnangagwa tonight, a couple of minutes ago. We're going to be delving deep into that. But first up, let's see what's happening in South Africa.
The evidence we have is that the Delta variant is rapidly displacing the Beta variant, which has been dominant in our country until now. We are in the grip of a devastating wave that, by all indications, seems like it will be worse than those that have preceded it. The peak of this third wave looks set to be higher than the previous two waves. Cabinet has decided that the country should move to adjusted alert level 4. Cabinet decided that to ensure that our response is appropriate and proportionate, in other words, equal, we are forging ahead with our rapidly expanding national vaccine program. The program has picked up pace significantly with key milestones being achieved as we move forward. The last 3 days, we have received an additional 1.2 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine through the COVAX facility.
Well, Amuria, Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from President Cyril Ramaphosa of South Africa announcing how they're going to be moving forward. Just like in South Africa, Zimbabwe is also experiencing an increase in COVID-19 cases. Earlier on, I announced that President Emmerson Mnangagwa just today announced a new lockdown regulations. Once again, which we're going to be delving deeper with my guest who's going to be joining us via telephone privilege, Mshaniri. But last week, Honorable Monica Mchangwa, in a post-cabinet meeting, she is the Minister of Information, highlighted that the Zimbabwean government is going to be putting in place several programs that are going to be helping in the curb of COVID-19, which are going to be helping as we also discuss the new lockdown regulations. Let us head over to a clip of Honorable Monica Mchangwa as she addressed the media last week. The clip you're about to watch is courtesy of Open Parley ZW. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page. Let us take a look to what Honorable Monica Mchangwa had to say.
The surge is mostly attributable to the general complacence in adhering to the said COVID-19 preventive and precautionary measures, both in communities and in workplaces. The following measures are being implemented to lower the case fatality rate. One, strengthening of critical care in admitting facilities, that is the HDU and ICU. Then two, ensuring oxygen availability in admitting centers. Also three, ensuring availability of critical care equipment. And finally, cascading critical care training. Furthermore, measures are being put in place to guarantee the availability of essential services through telemedicine, integrated outreach, and equipping existing treatment centers with monitoring equipment, medications, and PPEs. In addition, Cabinet agreed that home-based care will be strengthened by accelerating the introduction of the concept of a virtual hospital at its home-based care. Following the recent spike in COVID-19 cases, Cabinet has directed the Vehicle Inspection Department, that is the VID, and the Zimbabwe Republic Police, the ZRP, and other stakeholders to increase surveillance to enforce compliance with COVID-19 regulations for ZUPCO, intercity, and intra-urban services. The nation is advised that, as a result of the current stage, the Risk Communication and Information Subcommittee sub-national structures have increased awareness campaigns across the country, focusing on the most affected areas, which includes Kariba, Uruwe, and Kwekwe.
Well, Muria, Zimbabwe, you are hearing there from Honorable Monica Mchangwa. She is the Minister of Information, announcing last week, talking about the measures that are going to be put in place by government as we combat the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, to hear more about the latest lockdown restrictions, I'm joined live via telephone from Privilege Mshaniri, who is our first guest joining us. He is joining us live from Harare. He is a freelance journalist amongst the first batch to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. Privilege, welcome to the program. How are you doing, bud?
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Now, let's delve into it. I'm sure people are really curious. A couple of minutes ago, President Emmerson Mnangagwa announced that Zimbabwe is going to be, entering into a new level of COVID lockdown regulations. Please just tell us a little more about that so people can be up to date with this.
So the president of Zimbabwe, President Emmerson Mnangagwa, announced a number of measures that they are calling level four, enhanced lockdown measures, which they are saying that they are going to take effect from now. And they'll run for the next 2 weeks, after which they'll be reviewed. So under the lockdown measures that he has announced, he says commerce and industry will open from 8 to 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And then there will be a curfew that will start from 6:30 to 6 a.m. in the morning. And then industry is being encouraged to decongest workplaces to 40% of workforce, and the rest work from home. And then all companies have been directed to observe all the COVID-19 WHO protocols. And then commercial transport will remain operational to allow the economy to continue to run. But all people must observe COVID-19 and the protocols. And then interstate movements will be prohibited except for production and distribution of food and medicine. And travelers from countries with the Alpha and Delta COVID-19 variants will be quarantined and tested on the first day, third, fifth, and tenth day at their own expense. And then those that will be deported back to Zimbabwe will be subject to self-quarantine or, or will be quarantined in identified places. Travelers with fake COVID-19 documents will attract a custodial sentence. And then he has also recommended that there will be a COVID-19 vaccination blitz that will be rolled out in border towns and cities, and then tobacco auction floors, grain marketing depots. Since now, it's, farmers are delivering grain to the grain marketing board, and all that also includes the cotton and major construction sites, as well as people's markets, such as Renkin and Bare in Harare. And then the 10th one, he said ministers and parliamentarians will be deployed to their constituencies to disseminate information, especially on the vaccination program. So that's basically what he announced tonight.
Okay, we're going to delve a little deeper into what what's happening with the border towns a little later. But first up, I guess I want to focus on these COVID-19 restrictions. What exactly led to Zimbabwe having this tightening of restrictions? I mean, this is, seems to be happening very regularly. Not just a couple of weeks ago, restrictions were tightened. Other cities were under lockdown, and now the whole country, level four. What's leading to all this?
I think if you look at it, what has happened in the last fortnight, where we have had hotspots in some areas where you never expected that, you know, they could crop up as hotspots. Areas like your Mashonaland West, particularly your Karoi, Kariba, and, you know, rural areas like Kidamoyo and like. The pattern, if you look at the statistics that have been released by the Minister of Health each and every day, the numbers seem to be spreading across the country now, because perhaps because of issues of movement from areas, from these hotspots. So for as long as there is movement, we are bound to see the this recent outbreak, you know, spreading to the rest of the country. So I think government has been forced to adopt these latest lockdown measures to curb the further spreading of the outbreak in other parts that are not yet hotspots.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little more about how information is being disseminated within the country itself. It seems to be, I guess, for a lack of a better word, some residents have described it as confusing, because one minute something's announced, the next minute it's taken away, and people just don't know what to abide by. Tell us a little more about how this information has been given to the people when it comes to the lockdown procedures in Zimbabwe.
Rightly so. You know, I think citizens have questioned and have had reservations and kind of expressed that confusion in terms of how government is communicating these lockdown measures. It starts as a rumor, and it starts to swelling as a, you know, a rumor to say government is going to implement this, government is going to introduce a lockdown. But on the other hand, even, you know, hardly 6 hours or 24 hours before these rumors will be swirling around, a government department comes out denying, particularly the Minister of Information. Mm-hmm. But later on, the same information that they would have denied is confirmed, you know, mm-hmm. To be true. So at the end of the day, it's a bit confusing. Mm-hmm. I think there is a bit of some disconnect when it comes to government communication. The issue is, with all intent, I think the Minister of Information, of course, they can play gatekeeping to some level of information, or it is better to then say, if they are not sure mm-hmm. about the information that is swirling around, mm-hmm. they would rather put it or package it in a certain way if they know that government is going to confirm something immediately. Because I think at this time, all government arms, they need to work hand in hand mm-hmm. so that one department does not deny what the other you know, is confirming.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, citizens won't take you seriously.
Right.
And the way they receive the information, look, that is the reason why right now, if you go around, mm-hmm. You see the COVID-19 outbreak and even the deaths and everything. People, at least one, you have seen a friend being affected, mm-hmm. a close relative dying.
Mm-hmm.
So people know about the effects of COVID. But it is the way that I think information is being packaged that sometimes some citizens don't take seriously what government is trying to, tell people to observe.
Let me hold you on the line there, Privilege. I'm going to come back to you shortly. I hear that we have a caller that's joining us. So let me take the caller and then we'll come back to you shortly. Zulugandaba liyamuzwa umnumzana uPrivilege Mshaniri intatheli izindaba. Uyachazisa ngempela, he was one amongst the first people ukuthatha ukuhlatshwa ijekiseni ele COVID-19 elizweni. Uyachazisa ngempela ukuthile ngalokho kushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa namhlanje. Ushilo ngempela ukuthi ele Zimbabwe effective immediately selingenile ku level 4 yohlelo lwe lockdown. Asizweni ukuthi ngiyeza ukuthi silomlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. I hear we have a caller joining us live via telephone. Caller, Mtereri, and Nomkamchiram Chirongwa, welcome to the program. Ariparna Indian.
The Albert.
Hey, Mkoma Albert. Zuruku Fambe.
Zuruku. And this also.
Muruku Fonera Murugubi.
Zuruku South Africa.
Aha. Nemiwo Kamuturipa level 4. Murugura Ramaseiko South Africa.
Akunok South Africa, Zurinan, Vanachirkunda, Vanarugu Vakbun, Zakunda Mabas.
Okay.
In the Varushanda Manomau time.
Okay.
It's like is Rutor of Zimbabwe from 8:30 to 3:30. Times actually, I'm not on an English Ramase. In the Anage Koro, Ishi Anage Koro. Last year, Anage Koro, I was going to pin down my exams. Though the same as a Tukter Sananazo. In the Zurungo and Bashendra and the Sukuti Susu COVID-19 through Richard Tobacco, in the Chatakto Fanakura Matizauti Chirico, in the economy and Nika in the Chanakti in the Rambiri. Saga Susu Truguti Gatti Trio Kutas Rukutkan Zumunik, Sukuti, Hiro Chirico, and it. Asi Zunzunet of Timika in the Mberi, Vanava in the Kuskuru. Chita mamejas es nekuti government yedu ka inoona kuti inongwarira pakutaura zvino asi pa ground zvinosingaitika handiti izvezvi kukaenda kuzvikoro tinonzwa kuti vana vari kuenda kuzvikoro ma sanitization kunenge kumamejas es vanenge vachitaura kuti kuzvikoro tichange tichita zvinhu zvakadai tichange kune zvinhu zvakadai zvinhu zvaiza kunenge kusina so ukatarisa kune mota dzinofamba nevanhu dzemushikashika dzinenge dzakazara handiti asi mamajors aya ari kushanda kune masectors anoita kuti ikonomi yenyika iende mberi handiti kumushikashika kune zvimwe izvizvi imota dzinenge dziri mota dzemapurisa kana kuti dzinenge dziri mota dzevakuru handiti saka vanhu vanobvumidzwa kutase kushanda inenge yakatakura vanhu 6 handiti vakagara vakamanikidzana vagara vakamanikidzana apa isiri kuti kune COVID handiti saka isiri kuti COVID yacho iri kuapplywa papi kuzi muzupko vanhu vanenge vachipinda vakatase vari kupinda ari manumbers avo handizi ukatasa mota dzekupilota dzimwe dzekungotakura vanhu dziri kutakura vanhu magonyeti ari kutakura vanhu vakazara mukati handitika vanhu pacho zvavo havasi kutya COVID handiti but government ndo iri kuita kuti vanhu vatenge vari kutya chi vatya COVID because everyday life yevanhu vari kusangana nezvinhu izvi handiti mastreets mavari kugara mvura inoenda vanenge vachichera mvura vanenge vakaungana vanenge vakazara handiti izvezvi tanzwa kuti vachatanzi maMP achadzokera maconstituents avo vachinodzidzisa vanhu about vaccination handiti tiri kuti ngachiite chokwadi vadzokere kucommunity vanodzidzisa community vanodzidzisa vanoudza vanhu about vaccination ende vanhuwo vari willing kuva vari vaccinated ngavati vakaenda kuzvipatara vange vachibayiwawo handiti kwete zvekuti vanotora nguva vakamira voudzwa kunzi injections racho hapana ende nezvatanzwa izvo futi paspeech yacho yekuti varimi vefodya rimwe yekotoni vari kukurudzirwa kuti vange vachibayiwa vachange vasina kubayiwa havange vachipinda kumaflows kwacho
ndikubvunzei mubvunzo mukoma Albert ndikukandirei mubvunzo tinonzwa masangano akasiyana siyana tiri kunzwai muri kushoropodza mabatirwo echirongwa chekubayira vanhu nhomba muzimbabwe asi masangano akasiyana-siyana pamwe nevanhu vari kunyika dzakasiyana-siyana just a couple of weeks ago takanzwa vamalema vachiomberera Zimbabwe maoko vachiti aiwa vari kuona chirongwa chekubaya vanhu nhomba yecovid-19 chinenge chiri kufamba zvakanaka tichienzanisa nezviri kuitika nenyika dzakasiyana-siyana muafrica imi hamusi kuonawo nyika yezimbabwe ichishanda nemazvo here mukurwisana nedenda iri recovid-19
aiwa ipapo po tinopaomberera maoko kuti vari kuita sei vari kushanda zvakanaka asi tiri kuti ngaisave forced matter kuti munhu anofanira kana usina kunge wakadai hausi kuzodai ndopatiri kuti ipapo cause kune vamwe handiti vasiri interested nekubayiwa handiti kwete vamwe vari interested nekuita sei asi tinokurudzira kuti munhu wese kana zvichibvira ngatiitese ngatibayiwei nhomba iyi yecovid-19 kuti tizvidzivirire at the same time tisingamanikidze munhu kuti aite se abayiwe handizi asi tichikurudzira kuti vanhu vese ngavaite se ngavabayiwe because mazuva apfuura taenzwa vamwe vachinzi vaenda vachidzoswa vachinzoni kwanga kusina
nhomba
kwanga kusina kwanga kusina nhomba yaye ndopa tiri kuti zvinhu zvedu ngazvive zviri zvinhu zvechokwadi nekuti chirwere ichika ichi kana chiri kutorwa seserious kana when it comes to my lockdown kutorwa seserious asi pa ground chaipo handiti panenge pasina that seriousness iyoyo
right regai ndikubatei muromo mukoma Albert nekuti tiri kuona kuti nguva ndiyo iri kudyanana ndachikumbira kuti mukande mashoko enyu ekupedzisira within 30 seconds
allright ndiroda ngoti kumhuri yezimbabwe ngatiendei tinobayiwa nhomba yecovid-19 nekuti chirwere ichi chiriko I think tikanobayiwa uyu nyika yedu inogona kuvhurwa vanhu vakadzokera kumabasa avo nekuti government yedu inenge iroda kurakidza kuti kana munhu kuti tidzokere panormal hunge vanhu vakaita se vanhu vese vakabayiwa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru sa mukoma Albert nekupinda muchirongwa thank you so much handiti mukoma
Alright.
Well, azuluka ndaba leya muzwa umlaleli uAlbert uyachasisa ngempela umbono wakhe ngaloko okwenzakalayo ekwele Zimbabwe ngimbuzile ngempela ukuthi yena ukubona njani lokho okwenzakalayo elizweni okumayelana ngohlelo lokuhlaba abantu iJackson elivikele iCovid-19 siyezwa abantu abachiyeneyo abafana labo umnumzana uJulius Malema wakwele South Africa beshayela ele Zimbabwe ihlombe besithi uhlelo lolu khanya ngani luhamba kuhle ngenxa yokuthi abantu bakhanya ngalibali ukwamukela ngobunengi babo. In comparison, sikhangela ukwenza kwalayo kwamanye amazwe, abantu khanya ngani abafuni ngempela ukulithatha. So umalemo uyalishalihle ihlombe kwele Zimbabwe sithi hayi ele Zimbabwe likhanya ngani lisebenza gadala lisebenza kuhle when it comes to ukuhlaba abantu ijekiseni ele COVID-19. Kodwa siyamuzwa ngempela umlaleli uyakhuthaza uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uthi follow through on amazwi akho sithi namhlanje simzwile umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa etshela uZulu ukuthi ama members of parliament baze behamba ema constituencies abo achiyeneyo bebona ukuthi abantu bayazwisisa na okuthile ngalokho kwenzakalayo njalo inhlelo zikahulumende ezijonge ukuvikela ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19. Uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo Chirongwa Chedu Chevechi Diki Muri eZimbabwe tukubatha nyaya yechirwere che-COVID-19. Now, the Zimbabwean government recently announced that in order, whilst on the same discussion of what's happening in the border posts, a thing that is contributing to the COVID-19 pandemic is spreading in the Mashonaland West area is that abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe, people coming in from our neighboring countries such as Zambia and of course South Africa are coming into Zimbabwe and of course they are contributing to the increase of COVID-19 cases, because in Zambia and South Africa they're both experiencing an increase. In the same address we played earlier on, Honorable Monica Mchangwa talks to the media whereby she further explains what government is going to do to curb the spread of COVID-19 in border posts. This is something that also President Emmerson Mnangagwa touched on today as he addressed the nation. Let us hear what Honorable Monica Mchangwa had to say. Once again, the next clip you're about to watch is courtesy of Open Poly ZW. To watch the full clip, head over to their Facebook page.
The nation is advised that the next priority areas of vaccination are the remaining border posts, especially Forbes border post, Chirundu, and Kalimba. And then the current hotspots, which I've already spoken about. Then also we're including the tobacco auction flows and people's markets, such as Rengini in Bulawayo, Mbale Msika here in Harare, and Sapuva Msika in Mutare. The grain market and gold staff will also be prioritized, and Kotko staff, as well as the Wange population, will also be included in the vaccination program.
Well, Amuria Zimbabwe, you're hearing there from Honorable Monica Mchangwa. This was last week in the post-cabinet briefing, but she also echoed sentiments which President Emmerson Mnangagwa touched on. We still have all privilege Mshaniri on the line. Mshaniri, muchiri poparunarere. Right. Ngati endirembere nechirongwa. Manzwa zvakataurwa na Honorable Monica Mchangwa last week. Of course, it rides straight into what President Emmerson Mnangagwa was talking about in terms of what Zimbabwe is going to be doing in the fight against COVID-19, especially in the border towns. How is this going to help Zimbabwe in the fight against COVID-19? Tichiona kuti places like in the Mashonaland West, the increase in COVID-19 cases is big time.
I think how it can help is that, of course, having a blitz of, vaccinations in the border town could be one thing to help. But I think there is also there should be a deliberate effort in terms of management of our borders, in terms of the people that will be returning home or even the visitors that we are receiving. Mm-hmm. It is worrying sometimes when you get to hear even colleagues or people who are travelers who are coming back into the country. They will tell you that I just go to the airport and I showed my PCR test and I was told to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes some people are just getting in. There is no thorough scrutiny in terms of how people are getting into the country and coming, traveling from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is, we also have porous borders where people cross illegally into the country.
Mm-hmm.
If you look in the case of probably Mashonaland West right now,
mm-hmm.
It could be also a case of what is happening in some entry points where our borders are porous and people, they will gain entry into the country illegally. So if there's no control, proper control of that in some reluctance, we are bound to have those cases coming in. Of course, it's good to have people getting vaccinated, but we also need, they also need to look into the way the borders are being managed. Because I also understand that government may be constrained in terms of the resources that are needed in terms of probably because if you not even the government announcement, the statement that the president announced even this evening, and what came out of the post-cabinet briefing, the one that you are referring to, the clip for Minister Mutango, there is a relegation of testing to the traveler. Yet, what we want to safeguard is the country. Why are we not a government? Why is it not prioritizing those entry points to say, okay, at the borders, we shall have maybe rapid testing that is even funded by the government. Let them pour resources into that, because at the end of the day, with COVID, we are like in a war. So you, if you defend your country using troops, that's the same way that we have to do at our entry point. Because if we leave it to the travelers to say they will pay for the PCR test, there is a problem.
Right.
The government also needs to be forthcoming in terms of provision of safeguarding the rest of the country in terms of the people that are coming into the country. It's given in some countries. It's mandatory. You will be tested when you get to the airport, when you get to an entry point, because they want to safeguard their people.
Right, vamushaniri nguva ndiyo yaku yajikanana saka ngatichipeta ihurukuro yedu. So in closing, I want to touch on how you guys as journalists are navigating this space in Zimbabwe. Earlier on we touched on the way that information is being disseminated. One minute there's a lockdown, the next minute there's none, one minute there's this restriction, the next minute there's none. How are you guys as journalists navigating this space, ensuring that vanhu day in day out zvara zveZimbabwe zviri kunyatso hwisisa when it comes to COVID-19?
I would say in terms of conveying information, we can do so much. But sometimes it's problematic and difficult when there's conflicting information, because sometimes, yes, you can pick on information on something that is swirling around. As journalists, we have to be ethical and convey information that is good, confirmation. So sometimes it may be difficult to pass on information, because when you seek to find maybe confirmation about whatever is coming out from the government, like sometimes we have bottlenecks where we may not be able to have access to the officials. And secondly, of course, we can be able to write stories, convey information. But I think as citizens ourselves, we have a responsibility to safeguard ourselves from family level, from individual level, where we work, where we go. I think we just have to be serious to say, if wherever I am, I have to be awake and know to say these are not normal times. If I'm required to wear a mask, if I'm required to wash hands, if I'm required to sanitize, let me not see it as something that I'm being bothered to do, because it's being done to safeguard our lives. But in some instances, we find citizens, they get information, but they don't pay attention to it.
All right.
Because if you go to certain places, like I won't mention the particular place, its name, where I was today, it's worrying. Where you get to a very crowded place, people are trading because we all want to survive. But mm-hmm. we're not putting on masks.
Not masks. Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, who are you endangering?
All right, I'm Shaniri. Unfortunately, time has run out for our interview today. But we really appreciate the input that you've given on our program today. Thank you so much. Well, Umuri Zimbabwe, that was our privilege. Mshaniri, a freelance journalist based in Harare, Zimbabwe. He was amongst the first to receive the COVID-19 vaccine in Zimbabwe. If you're tuning in right now, Umuri Zimbabwe, magatira chirongwa chedu cheve chitiki, chirongwa the connection lilami umaikove, standu kubonga wonke umuntu ongena kuhlelo zilukandaba lingakhohlwa ukuthi lilakho ukungena kuhlelo +12026192077. Shayeleni ucingo zilukandaba lakho njalo ukubhala imibono yenu ku Facebook kukhasi letu ele VOA Ndebele. Muri Zimbabwe, makatera chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki, chirongwa The Connection, muineni Maikove. Shout out there to Mr. Tirarira Swa, Jazz Signal collaborating with Roots Africa there, talking about the COVID-19. Thank you so much to Roots Africa for letting us use that message there, educating the nation on the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, Muri Zimbabwe, Tukwendra Mberi, Tichizea, Nyaeze, Chirongwa, Che, COVID-19. Earlier on, we had a privilege, Mshaniri, talking about the COVID-19 pandemic. We're now joined by Nkosazana Pretty Tim Pofu, an informal trader based in Gontutuzetunga. She's joining us live via telephone from Bulawayo as we continue the discussion on the COVID-19 pandemic. Mpofu, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hi, siyabonga baba.
Thank you so much for taking time out to join us. Let's delve into it. Really, the focus really is on you as an informal trader. My first understanding or my first question that I have is, what exactly, how are you guys surviving kwele Zimbabwe? Njengoba siyabona ukuthi namhlanje kule lockdown, kusasa bayayikhipha lockdown, kusasa bathi kule strict restrictions, lisebenza njani elizweni sikhuluma nje?
Engakutshoyo ukuthi akusebenzeki vele kunzima. Ngoba ngananzelela ukuthi abaningi bethu besilokuthi nxa sithengisa sithengisela enzilini edorobheni, okuyukuthi bokufika abantu abaningi sihlangana labantu abavelela emakhaya bebuya bezothenga, sihlangana labantu abavelela indawo ezithiyethiyeneyo. Manje njengokuba kusasa kuyavuka ukuthi amabhasi asebhaniwe, akusahambi mabhasi, sokule lockdown, akusela lockdown, sokunzima ngoba akusela muntu obuya edorobheni. Lesikhathi ngaphinde yasisusa njalo futhi enzilini edorobheni lapho esasithengisela khona kwathiwa kumele sithengisele emalokishini. Emalokishini angikhona futhi sahlangana nobunzima bokuthi abaningi uyaburentile uhlala lo-landlord. Engeke avume phela u-landlord ukuthi usufake umsika egedini kusasa sokubuyela i-customer, kusasa sokubuyelwana. Kuba lomthelela futhi wokuthi sesihlangana lohlupho lwe-COVID-19, kuhlangane lohlupho lwalelo ukuthi kuyabe kulabantwana khona lapho. Umnikazi wendla sona sekhala ngokuthi ngokuningi babantu ababuya lapha sathina sesibamba umkhuhlane. So engakutsho ukuthi njengabantu abangama-informal traders, kunzima kakhulu eZimbabwe, siyaphila ngoba siphila ngakhonokho kukhona, kodwa kuyabe kunzima lakhona.
Ngeviki edlule sizwe uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa esithi wonke umuntu okumsebenzi wezandla, everyone in the informal sector, ukuze uthole ithuba lokuqhubekela phambili usebenza kuzamele uthathe iJackson elivikela iCOVID-19 ama vaccines lawo. Ukubona njani lokhu njengomunye okumsebenzi wezandla?
mina ngikubona kungumbono omuhle kahulumende, umbono omuhle kakhulu. Khangela ukuthi njengabantu abayimindful balifeda sihlangana labantu abaningi ekusebenzeni kwethu esingabathi ngama-customers ethu. So ngokunjalo lathi sikhangelele ukuthi sizivikele ekuthetheleleni lomkhuhlane ebantwaneni ezimulini ngekhaya lekuthi sivikele nama-customer ethu. Ngibona kungumbono omuhle sizahulumende, kodwa bese kusale uhlupho lokuthi yena le ivasini yangikhona okokuqala sakakhulumi ngamakhadi ayikho emaklinika lapho esihlala khona. Njengoba kungama-lockdown siyabe sikhangelele ukuthi sisebenzise esingawathi ngama-local clinic, ama-clinic aseduze lapho esihlala khona. Manje leyo vasini ayikho. Ngikhuluma kumanje mina lokho engathola i-first vaccine yami, i-first dose ngayithola ngo-May. Namanje lokho engisadinga ukuthi ku-local clinic lokho engithisa ngiyathola ukuthi maybe ngithola i-second, namanje bengingakayitholi. So ngezinye izindlela uhulumende umbono wakhaza lawo ngumbono omuhle sibili esiwamukelayo njengama-informal traders. Kodwa sesikhalela ukuthi ngabe ukuthi kusiba njalo itholakale leyo vaccine ukuze siwathole lawo makhadi. Asenqabi ngoba siyazi ukuthi siyabe sivikela lathi, sivikela labantu abaseduze lathi.
Mampofu, asithinteni udaba lolu ngesiNgisi just a little bit so that wonke umuntu azwisise ukuthi sithini lapha. One thing I want to focus on as people who are part of the informal sector in Zimbabwe, we have heard circumstances where people prioritize ama-profits abo. COVID-19 ngempela, they acknowledge that it's in Zimbabwe. However, kuzamele bazipandele. They need to make sure that they make money to be able to cater for their families. And so what they're doing is they're not taking all necessary measures, because they say that taking all these measures, it costs money. What are you doing in your space to make sure that you're safe against COVID-19? And of course, you don't contribute to the spreading of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe.
Okay. As informal traders in our flea market, in our market where we conduct our day-to-day business, we emphasize the issue of washing of hands. When customers arrive at our premises, the issue of sanitization, and then there's this issue of masks. We obviously can't force a customer to put on their mask if they don't want to. So in as much as you would also want to do our businesses, at times, even customers, some of them, they will tell you that there's no COVID in Zimbabwe, so why can I put a mask? Or some others will tell you that maybe I'm tired of wearing the mask since morning. So as informal traders, you'll be wanting that customer to buy from you. So in as much as you would want to be protected, you also have to have that money from the customer. So above everything, we emphasize the sanitization of the customers, taking of temperatures, washing of hands.
But now that there's a new lockdown restrictions, please go ahead and tell me how these restrictions would affect you as someone who's part of the informal sector.
We are very much affected in the informal sector because as people are not moving around, so it means there is no business. And it means that you will be running losses of staying at home with kids, spending what you have already saved into making daily of the living. So I think it's a very big hurt for us in the informal sector.
Now,
even in the transport sector, we have to do the social distancing, and you find that the buses that you use, the super bus, will be carrying more than what the government must emphasize to be available on that bus.
So now, I want to touch on how government can assist you. I know for a very long time, people have been, going towards government, but I would like to hear from you as an informal trader. How do you feel as though government can assist you, especially during these times whereby there's a COVID-19 lockdown or there's different tighter restrictions, etc., etc.?
I think the government may start with maybe a sanitary cushion fund. Maybe for informal traders, the government might also introduce soft and affordable loans. So that maybe since we realize that since 2020 we've been locked down, no business, no profitable businesses. So now people are exhausted in terms of sustaining their businesses. So, and we all know that informal sector comprises of mostly under less privileged and the physically challenged people. So I think if the government should maybe consider giving out food hampers to ease the hunger and the starvation that those people are facing at home. Because now I believe they always say an hungry soul is an angry soul. So if people are hungry, obviously they can't stay at home. Mm-hmm. Obviously they won't follow the lockdown procedures properly.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning that the COVID-19 virus will always be there as long as people are not following those procedures.
Mm-hmm. Ngicela ubuza Mampofu, kule nhlanganiso ezichiyeneyo ezikhokhelwa ngabantu abasakhulayo that are urging especially female entrepreneurs to try ukubona ukuthi balakho yini ukusebenzisa inkundla zokuxhumana like abo WhatsApp, abo Facebook, labo Twitter ukuthuthukisa ama-business abo, especially members of the informal traders. Is this something that people have considered to make sure ukuthi even bangathi kusasa kule yinye lockdown wonke umuntu stay at home, you can still continue with your businesses, at least even some different avenues?
Yes, since last year, many of the informal traders have been trained by those organizations to start using social media as the source of advertising or selling our things.
Mm-hmm.
So I think most of us, we can now do this, our businesses, while we're at home, doing businesses online, whereby we talk with the customer, then we meet the customer individually, thereby reducing too much traffic and too much movement of people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those organizations have helped maybe with even literacy programs on how to do businesses online.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, in closing, Mampofu, what last words would you have for all the listeners, especially abantu abasakhulayo, who feel as though they don't know what to do now njengoba sekule yinye lockdown?
Yeah, all I can say is COVID-19 is real. People, what you have to do is just to protect ourselves and protect everyone who is around us. In as much as we want money, but we must protect ourselves. Yes. So let's continue doing our businesses online, continue doing those virtual meetings with our customers and whoever we are doing businesses with, so that we protect everyone around us. Thank you.
All right. Well, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Pretty Mpofu, an informal trader. She was joining us live via telephone from Ngotu to Ziyathunqa. Siyabonga. Thank you so much, Mpofu. But now, whilst on the discussion of the well-being of informal traders and young entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe, I recently caught up with Lois Kapondo. She is of a program called She Pivots. This focuses on empowering female entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe. Lois is also an alumni of the Mandela Washington Fellowship. Lois and I spoke about their program and how it is empowering women in business in Zimbabwe, especially during times like these, whereby there's a lockdown, 1 minute, there's no lockdown. And Zimbabwe, of course, is doing everything within its right to fight the COVID-19 pandemic. Let us head over to that conversation that I have with Lois Kapondo.
Cheap people, it's basically... It was about helping women re-strategize their businesses after they were affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. So what we then did was we ran an online survey to see the extent to which the COVID-19 affected women entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe. And based on that, on the results of the survey, we then structured a training course with the women. And we actually then delivered the training session with the women and some of the topics that women say they wanted to be capacitated on with financial literacy and then branding and just online presence with their businesses. And we actually then did the online training. And what was fascinating was that most of the women said with their financial literacy, they needed the training because most of them, they were misappropriating their funds. They were not accounting for their business monies. They were just using them for home purposes. And so it milked their businesses. So they really appreciated that. We also spoke about branding because it was one of the things that they said they needed for them to be online and to be comfortable to post their products online.
Mm-hmm. I heard you partially touch on what motivated the project, which is, I guess, the challenges that women face, in particular the COVID-19 pandemic. Please go ahead and tell us a little more about those challenges that they faced.
The COVID-19 affected their businesses, and some of them had to actually close down their businesses. And they were really unaware, and some of their wares, they deteriorated, and they had to throw away their stuff. They went bad. And they also reduced the number of staff that they had employed. And some of them actually have not re-employed those people. They've actually scaled down on the number of employees that they have in their businesses. And this has affected the income of those women that they had actually employed for their businesses.
Please go ahead and explain to the audience how venturing into the online space would help them, with the challenges that they're facing right now.
Venturing into the online space will help the women expand their market base. They will be able to reach out to those customers and clients that are not physically close to them. Because now we have been able to break barriers, physical barriers, by being online, because someone in Mutare can trade with one in Big Falls and in Gwanda through the online platform. So we are here to stay online. So I think ladies, let's just brace ourselves for online presence going forward.
Lois, ngakachimbo zeyanyai neshona. Ndanchikumbura kuti mutsananguro vateereri zvizere nezvamakanzwa kubva kune vanhukadzi vanoita zvemabhizinesi vamakashanda navo pachirongwa ichi apo vanga vachinyatsotsanangura nezvematambudziko avakasangana nawo akaunzwa nedenda iri recovid-19.
Matambudziko akasanganikwa nemadzimai panguva yecovid ndeyekuti mabhizinesi akanzi avharwe. Saka mabhizinesi avo kazhinji, mabhizinesi edu emadzimai mazhinji anga asiri aya akarejestwa and anga asiri aya anonzi maessential services. So they were closed kuvharwa chaiko. Vamwe vanhu vakashaya kuti zvinondochidini, ndakangogara mumba. Saka mabhizinesi mamwe akabva atovharwa. Vamwe vakatoshaya kuti vochitangidza sei kurana mabhizinesi avo. Mari yatange yatodyiwawo mumba. Yebhizinesi yakatorwa ikashandiswa kumba, mari dzacho dzikapera, mabhizinesi akavharwa. Saka mamwe madzimai aiti angari mushishire kuona kuti vangatisimudzira sei mabhizinesi avo. Vamwe yanga yatonyaya yekutoti makastoma anga kutofunga akatochinjawo vamwe vanhu bose, vamwe vakaramba vachienderera mberi, asiwo vamwewo vakabva vamira. Saka vanga vari mushishire kutsvaga kuti makastoma angu ndomadzosa sei kuti aiwa ndadzoka mubhizinesi. Ngatichitangidzai sei kushandidzana zvatanga tichiita. Uye vamwe vanga vane dambudziko rekuti online yacho tinomupinda sei?
Ndeyapi mashoko amungada kukandira kune vechidiki vanoita nezvemabhizinesi? Vari kutya kupinda munyaya dzeonline nekuti vanoti ini hangu ndozosangana nematambudziko akati one day ndaakudya mari yebhizinesi ndichingoikanda kuonline ipo.
Mabhizinesi ese akabudirira akaitwa iya inonzi investment. Saka tinofanira kuinvesta mubhizinesi redu mubudikidza nekutotenga data racho, tichitopindawo masaisai nevamwe imomo chikwiki tirimo. Otherwise tinosara.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikurusa. Siyabonga Lois, siyabonga ngempela. I know ukuthi uyenelisa njalo ukukhuluma ngesiNdebele. So sigqiba le ngxoxo, bengicela ukuthi ukhulume ngesiNdebele lapha, uchazisele abalaleli ukuthi abesifazana abosomabhizimusi balalo ulwazi oluthile na ukuthi bengasebenzisa njani ubulembo obe-internet ukuthuthukisa amabhizimusi abo, ikakhulukazi kulesi sikhathi eleZimbabwe lilokhu lilwisana ne-COVID-19. Siyabona ukuthi elizweni kule nhlelo ezijiyeneyo ezikhanya ngani seziphazamisa abantu ngendlela baqhuba ngayo amabhizimusi abo.
Abesifazane abakubhizinesi bayakuzwisisa, but kusaselo ukwesaba kwabanye abafazi. Kodwa abanye sebekuzwisisile bafunda. Ikakhulu iWhatsApp, abane basebenzisa iWhatsapp ukuthi bapusha business abo. Le WhatsApp business seyabuya layo yancedisa abantu ukulungisa ama-catalogs ama-products ababa bechene-chene lama-services abawo-offer. So abafazi sebengena sibili kuma-online platforms lokufunda ukuthi kanti ngenze njani ukuthi lami ngithengisa into zami. Uyakubona kuma-WhatsApp status amaningi abafazi sebe pakama mina ngiyabheka, mina ngiyathunga, mina ngiyayeluka, mina ngenza lokhu lalokhu. Kuma-WhatsApp status zabo bayafaka. So abanye encouragana ukuthi sinike labangani bethu ama-products ethu ukuthi basifakele labo kuma-WhatsApp ukuthi abantu babe baningi ababonisa ama status ona lawo loku increase the market in market try win ama customers from abangani bethu.
Well, Muria Zimbabwe, that was Loisa Kapondo of She Pivots, a program that focuses on empowering female entrepreneurs in Zimbabwe. And now, Muria Zimbabwe, sekusela ama minutes amalutshwana kuhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo. So now let's head over to our last package where we are speaking to Mrs. Rumbidzai Nambi. Earlier on, I mentioned that we're going to be touching on gender-based violence in Zimbabwe's public transportation system. Now, Rumbidzai Nambi of Section 20 partner up with another organization that is our youth-led that focuses on women rights, whereby they talk about gender-based violence in Zimbabwe. Let's head over to my interview that I had with Urumbi.
I'm a quiet artist, aka Mr. Columnist Kwanye Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, ababiza ngecorona into corner. Pambili and social distancing. Asikeze nizandla, always stay safe, stay home. Last name.
So the GBV campaign, if you may allow me to define what GBV is.
Sure.
Yeah. GBV is what we call gender-based violence that is affected on a person based on their gender. Mm-hmm. So it can be affected on a woman or a man, children, but by a different person of a different gender, taking advantage of their the vulnerability of their gender. Mm-hmm. So this campaign that we're doing, it's a campaign for awareness and education, particularly with a focus on women, mm-hmm. against GBV in transport system.
Someone would like to, I'm sure a listener would also be intrigued in terms of how gender-based violence in the public transportation system in Zimbabwe are mixing. What exactly do you guys mean when you talk about gender-based violence and women experiencing this and the public transportation system?
So the GBV in the public transport system, it's coming in, I put like four forms just to define what it really entails. To start off, there is harassment, physical harassment. Then secondly, there is verbal harassment. Thirdly, we have what we call sexual harassment or indecent assault. And then fourthly, we have emotional harassment. So what has been happening, it's more of a situation where men are taking advantage of women. Mm-hmm. They use different means of force. It can either be, you know, pulling them or pushing them or dragging them or even touching them or assaulting them.
Generally, when people talk about gender-based violence, the public transportation system is not the first place that comes into your mind.
Yeah, so it's not.
I'm curious in terms of to what extent this is really serious in Zimbabwe.
This is a very prevalent issue, and it's not something that is new. It's been happening for the past few years. We've had different cases of people who actually died. If you remember very well, there was a case that went viral of a man who died.
All right. Unfortunately, Muria Zimbabwe, we couldn't give you the full interview. Nokutinguva ndiyo yajikanana. However, the full interview with Rumbidzai is going to be available on our YouTube page as soon as possible. So please head over to that. And for those that missed the program on Facebook, we're also going to be broadcast. We also broadcast live on YouTube. So you can head over there. And of course, check it out, Muria Zimbabwe. Aiwa Muria Zimbabwe nguva ndiyo yajikana na sesifikile emaphetsweleni ohlelo lwethu labasakhulayo chinobhururuka chinomara. All good things come to an end. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all my guests, Mr. Privilege Mshaniri, Pretty Mpofu, Lois Kapondo, and of course, Rumbidzai Nambi for joining us. Pano pachirongwa chedu cheve chidiki Muria Zimbabwe. Thank you so much to everybody that wrote their comments in the comment section. I go by the name of Mike Hove Muria Zimbabwe. For those that are looking to catch up with me, Twitter and Instagram at BigMike3, that's BigMyke3. Anokoneka inemfaro, dinwe nyu Mike Hove. Let's meet, same time, same place, Muria Zimbabwe. Bye-bye!